sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
Welcome to the Word of Mom Media Network and Word of Mom Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to today's Word of Mom Radio here on Word of Mom Media Network. It is our Mompreneur Model Show, and I'm your host, Dori DiCarlo, and you know we're here week after week just breaking those myths that women who are working from home and building their businesses and or trying to get themselves where they can work from home and build their business, we're not dabbling in it. We're not doing this in between bake sales and getting our nails done. We're smart, we're savvy, and we're looking for ways to make a difference. And, you know, we say it all the time here that women start with why. You know, there most of the time there is a why when a woman starts a business. And Trudy Dunn, who I'm sharing today, is the founder and CEO of the Sleep Right Pillow. She has revolutionized the standard pillow. Back and neck pain are two of the most common reasons for visits to the doctors and chiropractors in the U.S. and cause considerable disability and financial burden. Trudy has taken this problem and created a solution. The Sleep Right Pillow is an orthopedic pillow made for all sleeping positions. This orthopedic pillow is made for back sleepers, side sleepers, and stomach sleepers. And it also works for people wearing the CPAP mask who have ear pain. The patent-pending design gives you support where it's needed while keeping your spine aligned. And you're going to learn more about this pillow and where to find it as we start this conversation. So, Trudy, welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
It's really nice to have you. And I have to tell you, I love this pillow. This pillow is really awesome. Yeah, it's really fabulous. You know, it's one of the perks of having a radio show is I actually get to try all of these things because how am I going to speak from an authentic place? And I am either, depending on my mood, I'm either on my side or on my stomach, and both ways work. It really does. It's amazing. So I want to know what made you create this pillow.
Well, about 15 years ago, I had a skydiving accident. I hit the ground a little too hard, and it really messed up my back and neck. I tried every pillow that I could find, but none of them helped me sleep comfortably. So I started going to the chiropractor, getting massages. I even used heating pads. Then about a year ago, my husband and I had a house built. A few months after we moved in, the builder told us that they built it wrong and they needed to fix it. They put us up in a 5-star hotel for 6 months. I was so excited to sleep in a 5-star bed with 5-star pillows. I thought that they would be the best of the best. Well, that was such a letdown. The pillows were still just rectangle pillows that did not support my neck. They were either too thick or too thin. I then decided to try to make my own pillow that fit my needs. So I went to Walmart and bought a few pillows. I started cutting and sewing and sleeping on it, then cutting and sewing some more. Then one day I had it. I slept so well that I decided to bring it to the world. I spent the next few months researching how to start a company, looking for a manufacturer, finding the material suppliers, and building a website. Once I figured all that out, it was time to see the public's reaction, and it's really been great.
You know, it's so funny because, you know, to see that you did something like this for yourself, but that you were fed up enough that you couldn't find something, and again, women start with why. If it's not there, we find a way to make it. And you did it yourself, where you sewed it yourself and put together different pillows and pulled. How did you come about to find, like, what would be the best materials and things like that to use?
Research. I just started Googling, you know, what is the best material for sleeping? What are the different types of materials out there? What's the best for, you know, for being hypoallergenic? And I have done research like you would not believe, but I have learned so much. And I decided that I was going to make a good quality pillow. The stuffing inside is poly silk. You cannot buy this in stores. It's polyester, but it also has strands of silk in it. So it's like a down alternative. It's hypoallergenic. It will not bunch. It's machine washable. And I don't know if you've had a chance to open up the pillow, but it's so soft.
I didn't even know I could open up the pillow, but believe me, I will when I get off the phone. I have to say that, you know, what I love about it, it's so unique. I mean, the design of it, the way you designed it, you know, I was in a neck brace for a long time, so I had to sleep on a wedge and always thought that was, you know, wow, how clever to just do something like that. And believe me, with my neck brace and that wedge, I slept really comfortably because I couldn't move.
Right.
But I stopped sleeping on my stomach because I had children. And then, you know, you forget how comfortable it is to sleep on your stomach. And I just started again about 7 or 8 months ago. I mean, my youngest is 26. I can't believe it didn't occur to me before then that I could just sleep on my stomach again, you know, but whatever, But again, you know, when you go to sleep, where do your arms go? Like that's why I always loved my down pillow, because I could smush it all around to conform exactly where I wanted it to be. But I was still like, you know, you're trying to find a place for your face so you could breathe. Whereas
right.
This pillow, it's like, it's just like the perfect, it really completely worked because of the design of it. And it's such an unique, you know, until you see it, you don't understand. And then as soon as you start using it, it's like, wow, boy, this makes sense. So explain the benefits of using the SleepRite pillow.
Okay, well, you know, like I said, it's a universal pillow for all sleeping positions. If you're a back sleeper, your head sinks down into the center hole, while the bottom part of the pillow conforms and hugs your neck, which keeps your spine aligned. If you're a stomach sleeper, you can get a great night's sleep, one hugging the pillow on each side in the curves. This allows your arms to wrap around without having to squeeze the pillow and having it bunch up on your chest, which can cause lower back pain. And like what you mentioned before, it's perfect for those wearing hearing aids, earrings, or have CNH pressure sores. The hole is designed to allow the ear to rest comfortably without touching the pillow. The 4-inch hole is large enough to avoid the ear, but small enough so that the head rests on the pillow.
Right.
Yeah. A lot of people fall asleep to music with an earbud. The center cutout will also allow you to fall asleep better. You just simply run the cord under the pillow and up through the hole to your ear.
It's so funny that you say that.
Yeah.
I have to say, I'm sorry to interrupt you. We do a Moms After Dark every second Friday of the month from 10 to midnight. And it's just nothing to do with business, just moms talking away. I had my grandson here the other night, and it was our first sleepover. He's going to be 11 months old. When I went to bed, I always like to fall asleep with music, and that's what I did. I was like, well, wait a minute. I can take my earbud. And I did. I put it up through the side of the pillow, and I went on my side, and I just popped it in, and I was like, oh, and right as I found myself falling asleep, I just pulled it out of my ear and dropped it. But I'm like, I thought I had thought of something unique, and nope, it's one of the reasons it was one of the benefits all along.
And this pillow is for all age, you know, for all ages too.
You know, it's so amazing to do something like this. You know, I mean, did you talk to chiropractors? I mean, who did you talk to in your research?
Well, what I did was because I had gone to a chiropractor for so long, I already knew a lot about that. I love massages, and they were telling me, that this muscle is causing over here to hurt and all that. And then a lot of my research was from the World Health Organization and anything and everything I could get my hands on. I learned so much about medical. And what was funny was that I didn't even know what CNH pressure sores were until one of my customers told me that she didn't have to go to the dermatologist anymore because the pressure on her ear was gone and all the pain and the sores and all that. I solved her medical problem. And I'm like, well, hey, there you go.
Wow. Isn't it amazing, though, when you do, you created this. I mean, this all started for you to be able to find something where you could be comfortable because of the spinal injuries and just the slam down. I mean, for me, I have a pinched nerve between C5, 6, and 7 is all compressed for me. So I've had neck issues for a long time. And, I'm always looking for the healthiest way, that ergonomic design that is going to make a difference for me. And I love that you're doing this. And I mean, really, what makes this so different from other pillows? You explain it because it's your design.
It's different because of its shape. It's several pillows in one. You no longer have to have one for your side and one for your back and one for your stomach, different pillows all over the floor. Other pillows are either the standard rectangle or are made for only one sleeping position. The sleep right pillow is all of that and in one pillow. A lot of people think that a thick pillow, big fluffy pillow, is best and most comfortable. What they're not realizing is that it puts your neck at an angle, which can cause pinched nerves and all of that. I put this through so many tests to find the correct thickness, the correct where everything was cut and everything, so that if you're wearing a CPAP mask, if you sleep on your back and have neck problems, sleep on your stomach, on your side, use, hearing aids or whatever, it will work for you just perfectly.
Well,
what's
and
nice
you know what?
Go ahead.
Well, no, what's nice too is
that people like different thicknesses. So I put snaps in the top of it so that you can unsnap it and rearrange the filling if you want it thicker under your neck or, thicker at the top or the side or whatever. So you can custom make it to fit you even better because nobody's neck is like someone else.
That's really true. I never even thought of that. On that note, I want to take a quick break, say thank you to our sponsors, and we'll be back here on Word of Mom Radio with Trudy Dunn and continue talking about this. As parents, keeping our school safe is uppermost in our mind. More and more schools are requiring students carrying a clear bag, but that puts the responsibility of keeping our school safe on the backs of our children. Safety Bags has a full line of bags, not only for the students, but for the teachers, the administrators, the sports department, school personnel, and more. Our line of clear bags and backpacks come with a 3-year warranty and can be used to raise funds for your schools and athletic departments nationwide. Please visit us at safetybags.com. You will see why we are the clear choice for your schools because safety, it's in the bag.
We all know a survivor. Some of our friends and family have made it through difficult times. Some of us don't make it. Losing a loved one to cancer, a car accident, or any other unfortunate event can be crippling and unavoidable. But one of the hardest subjects to talk about is suicide. Too often, our youth decide that leaving this place is easier than facing the struggle forced upon them every day. More than 1 in 4 children go through some form of bullying or another. Most of us survive with scars, but for some, the inner demons created cannot be recognized or treated in time to ensure they make it through. Bullying in every form is very much avoidable. It starts with me, and it starts with you. This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you to do your part when you see bullying happen. If you don't know what that is, call 403-447-4404 or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
Hey, sports fans, take the hassle out of going to the game with the clear bags from stadiumbags.com. Our crossbody mini messenger bag, stadium size backpack, tote bag with different color straps, and ready-to-go travel bag meet the size requirements for pro and college sports. You can find us at stadiumbags.com and get yourself the bags guaranteed to last season after season, because safety, it's in the bag.
And we're back here on Word of Mom Radio with Trudy Dunn, who is the founder of the Sleep Right Pillow. We're just talking about how this design is so different from any other pillow, and I'm kind of interested in what kind of feedback you've been receiving. I know you said the one girl with the CVAC sores. What other feedback are you getting?
You know, not only do I get feedback that it's soft and well-made and comfortable, I get wonderful feedback about how they got to reduce the amount of chiropractor visits, or how their dermatologist told them, you know, that their ear is better. One even said that the side curve of the pillow fits perfectly with their CPAP mask. It stays on all night and doesn't get pushed off. So they're actually sleeping through the night, you know, and it's so wonderful to get compliments that are medical related. I had one that recently just touched my heart. I had an older gentleman write me and say that he can now wear his hearing aid to bed, and he can hear if someone is trying to get into the house. He said he's sleeping more relaxed, knowing that he can, you know, protect his family from an intruder because he can hear it finally, and he doesn't have the pressure on, you know, on his ear, and it's not going to break his hearing aid or anything like that. So that was nice to hear too.
Wow, how cool is that?
Yeah,
that's so amazing. You know, isn't it amazing how the, you know, things that you never thought of as you were doing this, you know, I'm sure you didn't have a checklist of, let me think of all of the different things that this is going to work for, you know, but it's amazing how the checklist kind of compiles itself.
Right.
You know, so
I would just talk to people and say, you know, how, you know, do you sleep on your side, your stomach, you know, where is your pain? And I just started, okay, I can do this. Let me just make the perfect pillow.
That's so, I'm serious. I have this huge smile on my face. So are you planning on adding more product to your line?
Yes, I am. You know, there are so many ways that I can expand this business. Right now, I have 6 colors of pillowcases that fit the Sleep Right pillow perfectly. I can add more colors with designs. I can add matching sheets and comforters. I can make this into a travel pillow, a queen size, a king size, you know, some for babies. I mean, the possibilities are just endless.
I love the idea of doing this as a travel pillow. You know, my son and his wife just came back from Ecuador, and they were all talking about how it was just, you know, it's such a long flight, and there's just no way to really get comfortable. You know, and I've seen, like, have you seen that new, it's like this giant thing that you blow up that you put on the table rest in front of you to be able to lean forward on?
Yeah.
For my neck and spine, I don't know about you, but being in that position, leaning forward, I can't even imagine the pain that I would be in when I unlean, you know, and I go to sit back up. I have what's called a tush cush that has the cutout for your coccyx, because it's the only bone in my body I've ever broken is my tailbone.
Yeah.
And so when I fly, I have it in my car for long drives and stuff, so that way my tailbone's not compressing. And
right.
I have news for you. If I forget it when I fly, I'll actually take my neck pillow and sit on that instead.
Yeah.
you know, just so I don't have that compression. But everybody always laughs at me, and I'm like, no, I said, if I can get myself in that spot, you know, where you find that sweet spot, I can sleep sitting straight up. Zero problem with it. I have my bag underneath, so my feet are raised, and I get myself into that position. And let's face it, it's all about aligning your spine. So how would, I'm trying to visualize how you would make a travel pillow with this. You know, would it be the same kind of design, just a little smaller?
Yeah. You know, they have them right now that are just like a big C or a U-shaped, and it's real thick, and it just goes around your neck. That still doesn't hold your neck in a straight line and can cause neck pain. This one, I mean, it, you know, if you put it behind your head and laid back on it, your head, again, will sink down into the hole, which will align your spine. But then you have this soft but firm pillow that conforms to your neck. And then, you know, if you want to turn to your side in the chair, you can put it over your shoulder. You know, the side cutout, you can put it over your shoulder. It will keep your chin up, your head straight, but yet still give you the soft comfort of a pillow while it naturally conforms to your neck, again, keeping you aligned.
You know what I love? I love how you have the essential oil.
Yes, that's a new product.
To encourage people, yeah, I think that's a fabulous addition. You know, I'm somebody, I have my diffuser, and so at night I'll do lavender, especially if I'm under a lot of stress. And every once in a while you get those hotels that do the little, you know, sleep thing where they have the ear, you know, eye mask, and but they'll have the lavender spray to spray on your pillow.
Right.
So I loved that you incorporated that. I think that that's a really smart and kind of forward-thinking addition. Well, yeah, because, you know, people don't realize, it's amazing, although more and more people are starting to embrace essential oils and scents, and how much having the right kind of smells, you know, the place that it puts you in, you know, and things, and how to relax yourself. It's so funny, as we were sitting here, I have this essential oil from Mindful Mixtures for ache. I have my wrist has been bothering me. And so I'll just take it and, you know, roll it onto my wrist, you know, because it's just second nature to me to use essential oils for health benefits and things. So I love that you are kind of educating people into that.
And what's nice is that when you spray it on your pillow and stuff, that could get all over your skin or stain the pillow, you know, or the sheets, because there are snaps. You can drop some essential oils onto that little felt round and stick it right in your pillow.
Right.
So that the pillow smells good from the inside coming out to you, which will help calm you, but know that it's not going to be all over your face and, you know, in your hair and stuff like that. There's so many different scents out there for so many different moods that you can just, you know, take it right out, put a next one in. And I don't know. I've gotten a lot of feedback that putting it inside the pillow works so much better, because then it's not bothering their nose and things like that with it, you know, flying through the air and stuff.
It's funny. I would always spray it. I would take off the pillowcase, you know, for that very reason, and do it in a certain spot so I wouldn't have my face on it, but I would still be able to smell it. I'm curious, so where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Well, with the growth that I'm seeing now, I see us being very successful. This pillow can be sold in retail stores, at chiropractors' offices. It can be part of sleep studies for people with sleep apnea, and even at massage stores. Also, because I'm part of the As Seen on TV family, I will be on their website. I have commercials on the TV right now. I have some things in the works to be published in magazines. And again, the possibilities are endless. And the feedback that I've been getting, you know, just like what you said, oh my gosh, you know, I want to let everybody know. People are just word of mouthing, you know, coming to me and saying, oh my God, my friend told me about this and I need one. I want one for my daughter. And so, you know, slowly but surely we're getting the word out there, and I'm just excited because of the reaction that I'm getting.
You should be, and I'm excited for you because, you know, as somebody who, you know, created a product line, it's amazing because your family and friends are only going to go so far. It is the word of mouth that gets you out there, and that's why we're word of mom, because let's face it, you really want people to know, tell a mom.
Because
exactly. Moms tell each other. Yeah, we share all the time. So as we're wrapping this up, Trudy, let everybody know how to find you and share your last thought with us.
My website is www.thesleeprightpillow.com. On there, it has all the benefits. It has, you know, all the different colored pillowcases. It has the incense, the aromatherapy. If you have any questions, you can email me at contact@thesleeprightpillow.com. I want to say it's been a pleasure being here. Thank you for having me.
Oh, well, it's been my pleasure. And really, go to thesleeprightpillow.com. I can't tell you, there are so many of us out there that have so, you know, neck and spine and different things that we're dealing with. And it's an amazing thing when you finally find something that's going to align you correctly, how the whole rest of your body benefits from it. It's not just your head and your neck. It's amazing that when you have that part of your body lined up, the rest of your body can do its what it needs to do to be comfy. So, Trudy, I thank you so much for sharing with us here on Word of Mom Radio. To all of our listeners, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us, and we're so glad that you do. And we're going to close out with our theme song from Smith Sisters Bluegrass, She Is You. So this is Dori DiCarlo. For everybody here at the Word of Mom Media Network and Word of Mom Radio, we say thanks so much for tuning in, and go out and create a marvelous you. So bye for now.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you. She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.